it could be worse. A woman could cut off your penis while you're sleeping and toss it out the window of a moving car.
There's always that. I don't know, it's just when you buy furniture, you tell yourself, that's it, that's the last sofa I'm gonna need. Whatever else happens, got that sofa problem handled. I had it all. I had a stereo that was very decent, a wardrobe that was getting very respectable. I was close to being complete.
Shit, man, now it's all gone.
All gone. All gone.
Do you know what a duvet is?
Comfort.
It's a blanket. Just a blanket. Now, why do guys like you and I know what a duvet is? Is this essential to our survival in the hunter-gatherer sense of the word? No. What are we then?
Consumers.
Right. We are consumers. We are byproducts of a lifestyle obsession. Murder, crime, poverty, these things don't concern me. What concerns me are celebrity magazines, television with 500 channels, some guy's name on my underwear. Rogaine, Viagra, Olestra.
Martha Stewart.
Fuck Martha Stewart. Arthur's polishing the brass on the Titanic. It's all going down, man. So fuck off with your sofa units and string green stripe patterns. I say never be complete. I say stop being perfect. I say let's evolve. Let the chips fall where they may. That's me. I could be wrong. Maybe it's a terrible tragedy.
Nah, it's just stuff. It's not tragedy.
Well, you did lose a lot of versatile solutions for modern living.
Fuck, you're right. No, that's me. My insurance is probably gonna cover it. So. What?
The things you own end up owning you.
Hey everyone, it's Jaime, and welcome to 60 Seconds-ish. Consumerism, keeping up with the Joneses, or as I like to say it now, keeping up with the Instagrammers. You can obviously plug in a multitude of nouns to replace that, but we as a society care too much about what other people think and say about us. We let our quote-unquote things define us and give us joy, when in reality, these things should just be things. And we should start looking at ourselves and seeking out what makes us happy. As a person who has experienced depression and anxiety, I understand completely the importance of having inner peace and joy. Look at the narrator in this scene, for example. He is depressed because he finally felt complete because of his things, and once it was all gone, he didn't know what to do. Tyler Durden then tells him about topics that they should be worried about, but they really don't care. Yet we are preoccupied with celebrity magazines, televisions, brands, things that don't benefit us at all. It's hard to have this mind shift, and we have been conditioned since the day we were born, and it's hard to change when you are in the machine. But all it takes is one at a time, and one by one to start this new mental revolution. Don't let the things you own end up owning you. 60 Seconds-ish is written, produced, and edited by me, Jaime Roque. If you want more info and more radio stories, you can go to isvradio.com or search for us in Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or Stitcher and subscribe. We are also played daily on KQBH 101.5 FM out of Los Angeles, California. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you tomorrow for another 60 Seconds-ish.